welcome to another edition of Visions. I am Yudalee Wickham Ashby. And today, as we think about what's happening in the world with COVID-19, what's happening within our own countries, so many people are in need. They're disadvantaged because of unemployment, illness, and so many other things that are impacting and affecting our lives. I'm going to talk today with Sherilyn Cordes from the Kiwanis Club Central, who's the president, and she'll be talking about the Kiwanis and the work they do as a service club, not only during this COVID-19 pandemic, but generally what the Kiwanis does as a service group. Welcome to the program, Sherilyn.
Hi, Yudalee. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so just tell us a little about yourself first and why you got involved with the Kiwanis.
Well, I am 28 years old, and our club, Kiwanis Club of Barbados Central, would have been chartered in 1991. So we're 29 years old, you could say, this year. And I would have started off in K-Kids when I was in primary school. Then I went on to Key Club at Harrison College. And then at the age of 21 or thereabouts, I would have actually joined the Kiwanis Club of Barbados Central under the presidency of my mom. So Kiwanis was back in the household, and my mom needed help, and I got involved. And I've never looked back at this. It is, for me, community service is one of those things that gives me joy, because not all of us have the same opportunities, not all of us have the same abilities as others. So it's always good to share what you have and to also be help others as well. So that's community service for me. And that's why Kiwanis is that great service club that I've committed to almost all my life.
Well, I'm happy to hear you as a young woman make that statement, because sometimes we hear people in our society make the general statement that, oh, the young people don't want to help, they don't want to get involved in community service, they don't want to really be a part of organizations, but you're proving this is quite inaccurate.
The thing about Kiwanis as well is that it allows us to work with our strengths. So we have so many different community services and so much different actual committees that we have, that you're able to work on your strengths. So when you have young children, priority one, the students with ages 0 to 5, it gives you the opportunity, well, I don't work well with adults, or I have a passion for children, so I can work with children. If you like feedings and getting out there, it allows you to do that in community services. If you like to teach and still have a measure of mentoring children, you have service leadership programs. So Kiwanis really and truly allows you to fall into your niche and still operate.
All right. So tell us about the Kiwanis and when it was formed and why it was formed and when did it come into the Caribbean or into Barbados?
Well, that information may be a lot more that I can share with you at this point. But I will tell you that we have 7 clubs currently in Barbados. We have 2 young professional clubs that should be for the younger persons under 35, those who are having that age group. And they usually are more technological, so they will meet online, meet on WhatsApp, and have more of the projects that will be able to fit into our site schedule and daily lifestyle. And the rest of our clubs are the more mature clubs, the persons who are over 35, who do the Salvation Army feeding. That's a project that is very close to the heart of Kiwanis Barbados Central. And we would more, of course, we have more income in that bracket as well. So we'd be able to take on more flagship projects, like rebuilding a house. We would have done that in 2013 for a fire victim. Then she would have lost her home, and we would have been able to build a home and also give some furnishings for her and her 3 children at the time. So those are some of the things that we do. You would also have heard about the Silver Dollar Drive, which is a project from our Sister Club Kiwani is Bridgestone. So we have been around for more than 30 years, far short.
Okay. I remember the Silver Dollar Drive vividly because that would have raised funds for children with disabilities, and it was pretty successful in giving that needed support to many of our children with special needs. Okay, so recently I know that one of your sister clubs also did a discussion looking at mental health in COVID-19. Do you want to share a little about what that discussion, how that discussion went and how you think it helped?
Well, I think a lot of us have had that discussion at Central. We've actually had our guest speaker in to speak on mental health during this COVID-19 pandemic at the end of April. And it was more to give us that sense of a norm within the not-so-norm, so that you're able to still carry out those daily tasks, get up, have a bath, have breakfast, sit in a space that would allow you to have that repetition as though it was a normal day for you. Not watch the news all the time and then just fill your brain with all of the situations around the world and then you get depressed or anxious. But just trying to keep calm throughout it, check in on other persons, and especially for us as Kiwani Central, it also, although COVID-19 has resulted in us not being as active or not being able to interface with our friends and family, we have actually turned our projects into a more curbside project, just, you know, drop off, one person purchases, or we get to donate the food instead of cook the food now. So it is ticklish, but the talk on mental health was able to get our members to talk about how they feel, let's acknowledge it, and then let's work away on how we can get better and cope during this time.
Okay. And Sherilyn, you also would have done some work with the persons with disabilities, that community. Do you want to share how you got involved with that and what type of assistance you would have provided?
That is no problem. We would have gotten a request from Barnard asking if we could be able to provide some care packages or food items for those persons disabled who wouldn't be able to get out during this time or would not be financially able to support themselves. And the board and myself and club members would have, this would be normal for us. So we grabbed the opportunity and we were able to donate 10 care packages. The care packages would have had in some rice, some flour, macaroni, some butter. And that's what Kiwanis is all about for us. So we would have donated to Barnard 10. We would have donated, I think, another 20 or close to that number to the Salvation Army Hospital as well. And right now, although we are not able to have our fundraisers and get funds in because we are a charity organization, our members and our friends and corporate is really helping the cause by giving us donations. I mean, even our members are paying dues and then still giving donations because we understand as Kiwanians and persons, you know, who believe in God as well, that although times are hard, some of us are more able than others. So we're out there helping however we can and wherever we could.
Now, you said as a charity, you're still looking to assist. How do you raise your funds outside of you as individual members contributing? Do you have fundraising activities?
Yes, we do. And as president this year, I think I was really saying, you know, Lord, why COVID? Because majority of our fundraisers are actually held between the period of March to June. In March, we would have our jazz concert, and this year that was the aid with raising funds for a student who's battling cancer. Then we would have our fish fry in April, and then we would have our prayer breakfast, which is not really a fundraiser, but still gives some proceeds sometimes and that was due to happen in May or June. So with those three fundraisers, those are really the flagship ones that really bring in the funds that help the club to continue. So with those out, we're still looking at ways now to see how we may be able to bring one or two to reality using technology.
Right.
We are hopeful still, and as I said, persons are donating. Even in my workplace, I would get a couple of colleagues who would say, well, I want to help with this project. And we find that actually telling persons about projects also get them involved as well. May not always be Kiwanians, and that's why we have our friends of Kiwani who would also donate and help along with some of our projects.
Okay, so Sherilyn, in terms of you noted the fundraising activities that you generally would have to help support the work of the Kiwanis Club. As a leader, how do you see your work, the Kiwanis work, impacting on our society, the vulnerable groups, the disadvantaged groups?
The theme that I would have adopted for this year for our club is serving with kids. And Kiwanis is about kids. Our hashtag is Kiwanis, kids need Kiwanis. And this year, when I looked at kids, I thought about it as a kid, the actual young person, the child that we are actually nurturing and focusing on and helping to develop, as well as kids as an acronym, standing for kindness, integrity, dedication, and smiles. And a smile is really that stamp of approval that you get, or the thank yous that are given in return when we do our community project. And when we look at a project we would have had this year for the first time, Talk to Toddlers, that would have been my main project, and that was in December, where we would have gotten our in-house Santa Claus to dress, and we were given donation of gifts, and members also bought, donated, and wrapped the gifts. We were able to go to the QEH Children's Ward and Santa Claus, with bell in tow and elves and helpers who actually distributed those gifts to the children. And if you saw how their faces lit the room up and parents were excited, the nurses were really appreciative of it. We would have done the project around the 21st of December, so it would not have been a full ward at the time. But those who were there were really grateful. We even had one baby who was crying, and when we gave her her toy, we said, you could open it now. And when she saw what she got, she actually calmed down and just started playing with it. And those are the things that really warm our hearts as Kiwanians, because at the end of the day, we have subscribed or joined onto a mantra that says improving our communities, one child and one community at a time. So even the smallest of things we do is really heartwarming when we get a smile or a thank you in return. Recently, we would have also donated 30 tablets to some of our service leadership program schools. And for some of our schools, the tablets would have been given to Class 4 students who are preparing for their common entrance exam, but would not have had access to online because they didn't have any devices. And that project as well would have been another heartwarming one when the principals and teachers were able to get these donations and then turn around the same day and donate them and give them to the students. And that was remarkable for a majority of us, especially to me. It was like, this is how we can see our returns. This is how we can see the smiles on persons' faces to know that we can help them, and that we're living the true Kiwanis life and Kiwanis mantra.
Well, I think it's really important, as one of your keywords, and that is kindness, that we show kindness to each other and help individuals, whether it's a child, young adult, older person, to feel appreciated and valued. You know, so I have to say a very special thanks to the Kiwanis and all the other service clubs in Barbados that are out there reaching out to assist those in need.
Yes.
Now, in terms of the Kiwanis working and helping, you know, all the different individuals and groups, tell us now about earlier you mentioned the K Club, which would be in primary schools. Tell us what that is like and how can children or schools get involved with setting up a K Club.
Well, our Kiwanis kids, which is all our cases, that targets our primary schools, as you would have said. We usually target persons or the age group within class 1 to class 4. Mm-hmm. The program is multifactored. It depends on how far reaching you would want the program to go. But the key is basically to help our children with their leadership skills. Give them that first experience of community services. So it may be cleaning the classrooms on a Saturday. It may be painting a mural, painting a hot spot or a snake in the playground for your fellow students. And then they also have a K Kids Week where they're celebrated. They share their care. They get more information about being a Kiwanis kid. And they're able to have that firsthand experience of community service. So by the time you plant that seed in primary school, by the time they get to secondary school, then they're looking for their builder's club or they're looking for their key club. And then it continues then to Circle K in tertiary and then Kiwanis at the end of the day. So that's really our starting ground. Right now we have two K Kids clubs right now, which are still operational. I know that we would have had some problems this year with some of our schools being displaced because of environmental problems, but that did not stop us. So Lawrence Seagate is still active, as well as St. Lawrence Primary, and they would have had some problems last year because they were displaced as well.
Yes.
But for our K Kids Club, principals of the schools who are interested are free to reach out to us at the Kiwanis Club, any Kiwanis Club, and all you really require is a faculty advisor, and that is that teacher who will give the club some of her time as well, because we know that teachers are busy forever and ever and ever, and it is a big job to be a teacher. So
right.
If that teacher or that principal can dedicate some time to be the faculty advisor to the K-Kids Club, that's really all you need, and your sponsor club, which should be the Kiwanis Club, would actually have the club chartered. You would have a Kiwanis advisor to guide you along. So we don't just say, okay, here it is, you have to do it. We actually guide you along the process. So you have a Kiwanis advisor and you have the full support of your sponsor club behind you. And then the Key Kids then also allows you to have two other programs called Terrific Kids. And that works on the character development of the primary school students. And then you also have a Brightening Up Grades, which works on the academic side of the student as well. So Kiwanis Kids offers some of everything in a nutshell. So you have your character development, you have academics, you have sports. So by the time you graduate and you finish your common entrance exam, you are well-rounded. And you will even be able to sit in your community and say, hey, you know, I could go and bring some water for Mrs. Jones. She's not feeling well. Or I can go and run to the supermarket. It allows you to open those other eyes that you may not have had open before. And that's the generation we want for Barbados. That's what's the goal that we want. We don't want that our future Barbados is just about self, but we're still able to see the needs of others and understand that no man is an island. We all have a responsibility to help out each other.
This is fantastic news, and I really want to encourage parents and teachers to get involved and get their children involved in these young clubs that will help our young people to develop the qualities that we need to continue to build the type of Barbados that we want and can easily be identified with.
Yeah.
Now, Sherilyn, tell us a bit more now about you as a person. what type of work you do and what type of vision you have for this country as a young person?
This is a big one. About Sherilyn. Wow. Okay, so I
know sometimes we don't like to talk about ourselves, but we do need to share.
there's so much. But in a nutshell, I am a production analyst right now at the West India Biscuit Company. And sitting in this position, my future outlook for Barbados is a life of service. And I kind of adopt that from humanities now to speak about it kind of like holistically from all perspectives and chairs that I sit in. Because I'm also active in church, newly married, so trying to adjust to the new lifestyle as well. No children, but yeah, so, you know, really focused and have a love for children. So holistically, I would say the Barbados I'd like to see is one where we look out for each other and have that community-oriented mind. For example, if I see, I may know that you're out of a job, but I may see an ad for a position that you may be able to fit into. I'll give you a call and tell you, well, have you seen this? You know, you can apply for it. Give you that encouragement that you may need during this time, you know, while we check in on each other and not leave out anyone. And my pantry or my larder might have it more than yours may have, but I don't want you to feel as though you can't ask me for something. So I really want us in this time to stay in the community-oriented frame of mind, where we look out for each other. That's the Barbados that we would need to maintain now and to take forward, because at the end of the day, if the hand doesn't work, the entire body is not functional without the hand. We all have a part to play in order for us to remain whole. And with a broken part, you will have problems. So it's just to keep that chain link tight. And, you know, finances will be a problem for us at some time. You know, we may lose a family member. We may lose a job. We may lose a lot of things. But it's just for us to remain focused and also keep our eyes focused on God. Because I'm also a Christian. And I would tell you and tell anybody that once you have God in your life, once you've accepted Him as your Savior, there is a peace and a calmness that comes about you, even when you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. But I would encourage all of us to stay strong, stay together, stay connected throughout this time. And that's the Barbados I'd like to see. I think that our Prime Minister also, she stresses on us looking out for each other. And I agree with her because we're going to need that going forward. Even without COVID-19, that's still necessary for our community.
Now, you have said quite a lot and we have learned quite a lot about you, Sherilyn. What I think is coming through very clearly is that your character and the type of character you want to see Barbadians develop, our young people rather, and really build up our country. How do you, or how would you encourage our young people to stay focused as we go through these perilous times and these challenging times during this COVID-19 period? So Sherilyn, as the program winds up, give us your final thoughts about what words of encouragement you can share with our young people like yourself and some of the older ones like me in moving forward and managing ourselves and our own mental health during these challenging times. Some people may be out of work. Some may not have the finances to buy food to provide for their children or their grandchildren. You know, just feeling despondent. How would you encourage or what can you share with them?
My encouragement to them would be to stay hopeful. And when I say stay hopeful, I know for some persons they may come over as, well, you know, that's just a word and you don't understand. But we all have our battles during this period. And for some, it may be financial. For some, it may be that we're not coping well mentally. For others, it may be the loss of a loved one, but there is hope. And before COVID-19 came, let's focus on those memories that we have when we were able to go outside, go to dinner, celebrate our birthdays big time. I'm one of those persons who love to celebrate birthdays, and Friday I'll be celebrating inside. But at the same time, we have life, and that's the most important part of it all, because it could be different. Many persons are dying around the world because of COVID-19, but we are still at a measure where it is controlled right now, and we thank God for that. But continue to have hope. This will not last forever. We will get through this pandemic together, and if you are having challenges, reach out for assistance. It may not be to Kiwanisville or Barbados Central, depending on your need or your requirement, but reach out for help, because if you stay silent, then you would not be able to have that help given to you. But that would be my encouragement to remain hopeful throughout this thing.
I really agree with you, Sherilyn. I think that we all need to remain hopeful. We must have that optimistic view of life, so that we, too, do not become despondent and disheartened and frustrated, but really take the time to think of a better tomorrow for ourselves, our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, and relatives and friends and, you know, everyone around us. So I wanted to thank you very much, Sherilyn Cordes, from the Kiwanis Club Central, for coming and sharing about the Kiwanis, the work you do, how you have reached out and are still reaching out to our young people, our disadvantaged, and our society. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Azal Yudini. It was a pleasure.
You have been listening to Visions with me, Yudini Wickham-Ashby, and I want to encourage you to continue to share your thoughts, your ideas, and your suggestions on 1-246-269-9660. Via Starcom at 1-246-430-7300, or on the email at visionsbarbados@gmail.com. That's visionsbarbados@gmail.com. And of course, you can go on the VOB929.com website, look for the podcast link, click on it, and scroll down until you find Visions, where you can listen to this and past episodes. So until next week, stay safe and love yourself.